You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m.
We are just 2 days away from Super Bowl 57 between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. And all day on Sunday, we're going to have live coverage. Beginning at 12 p.m., Westwood One will take over all the way to kickoff. And then Kevin Harlan and Kurt Warner will bring you the live play-by-play call right here. I'm definitely looking forward to this game. I think the matchup is phenomenal. The two best teams in the NFL record-wise, Kansas City and Philly, both getting the first-round byes. Two different paths to the Super Bowl. The Chiefs have had to work for it. They've had two fantastic games. Philadelphia, on the flip side, it's come somewhat easy. Blasting the New York Giants and then destroying the San Francisco 49ers. This segment will focus on the Philadelphia Eagles. We have two rookies joining us right now over the phone. One, well-known throughout the state of Utah, one of the most dynamic special teams players the University of Utah has had in quite some time, Britton Covey, who was an undrafted free agent that the Philadelphia Eagles picked up. He stuck throughout the season. And also Nakobe Dean. He was a national champion last year with the Georgia Bulldogs under head coach Kirby Smart, and then later became a third-round selection for the Philadelphia Eagles. So both are joining us right now, and I believe we have Nakobe Dean first. Nakobe, I appreciate you taking out the time today. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, different. Thank y'all.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Let's talk about your rookie season. How has it been so far? I mean, making that transition, obviously being a national champ, and now here you are again, playing on the biggest stage in the biggest game.
Oh, yeah, we just been working. As a team, as an individual, I feel like the biggest kind of mantra that we've been living on is just work, you know, being together, and working as a team no matter what nobody says, no matter what the media says, the fans say, nothing, just not listening to them, no, the good or the bad. Just kind of working and getting better every day.
You know, you were one of the most interesting players to me going into the draft. And if we talk about your time at Georgia, I thought you were going to be a gem for someone. I know you continue to slip down those draft boards. How happy were you to go to Philadelphia? Circumstances be damned, just everything in general, the way it worked out. How excited were you to go to Philadelphia once the draft had come?
Man, I was excited to be drafted. And I was definitely grateful and loved that it was the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, I feel like we got a great organization here from the top to the bottom. The way it's ran is, I feel like it's great. We got a great fan base. Philly is great, so I loved it.
How similar has it been in terms of preparing for this big game compared to what you went through at college? I mean, you were playing on the biggest stage there as well, winning a national championship. How has this been comparable, or has it at all?
Well, yeah, it's comparable from the standpoint of it's different offenses. You know, different offenses, different defenses played in the league, and in college, definitely how we play, the systems that we ran. It's a different way of practice, you know. It's a long NFL season. Everybody want to preserve the body, so it's a different way that we practice in the league than we did in college.
Different in a sense where you can now focus on football. I mean, is that fair? We're in college. I mean, you can't just focus on football. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. It's great that Ben not having that homework, so to speak. I have been taking a class this whole spring semester since January. So throughout the playoffs, I've been in the class, but it's not like going have to be in class for 3 hours a day and have to go to practice. So being able to just focus solely on football is definitely an advantage, and I love it.
Nakobe, I felt like you got to play for one of the best one of the best coaches in the country, obviously, in Kirby Smart. I talked to Britton Covey earlier today. We were talking about his time at Utah, how that translated, how that helped him prepare to make that next step. When you play for a guy like Kirby Smart, what does that do for you in terms of preparation for that next stage in the NFL?
Oh, yeah, it helps you a lot, you know, because I feel like the way Coach Smart run his university, the way he run the program, it ran like a league. You know, it's a professional environment. He ran like a business. You know, he expects everybody to be on time, be it what we're supposed to be. And you know, the expectation and standards high at Georgia, and that's kind of how he ran it. So him doing that, he kind of made the transition to being in the league and being able to attend the meetings and writing, taking down notes and watching film made everything easier.
Right now on this Eagles defense, I'm such a fan of it. I mean, all the way through and through, we look at Fletcher Cox. You know, we can talk about the Robert Quinns and Ndamukong Suh. You're getting to line up with some guys that are just phenomenal. We're talking all-pro talent. How has that been for you? What have you been able to pick up from guys like Robert Quinn and Ndamukong Suh and these guys who have been around the game for so long?
You pick up a lot from just watching how they work to watching the things that you want to feel, you know. You pick up a lot. You know, you just kind of take a piece from a little piece from each. You know, you try to take advice from them. They mostly front guys, but if it's a move that I like that they use, I kind of ask them like what they think about this or what they think in certain run fits and things like that. And off the field, they more established outside of the field, also with businesses and everything. So it's always cool to ask them about that.
We can end with this. As you prepare for Super Bowl 57, what's been, I guess, the most grueling aspect of it? You get 2 weeks off, right? I mean, that can't be fun. What's been the most grueling aspect of this whole two-week span for you?
The grueling aspect, I wouldn't say nothing too grueling. I guess it's a time to wait. You know, you kind of, we had 2 weeks to be ready to play, but... You know, we just kind of been taking everything in. We had to come to Arizona earlier. There's a lot more media and everything that we got to do. So I guess I can say the media aspect is much more grueling, even though it's not even grueling for real.
Well, that's good. That's good. At least I know I'm not bothering you. That's a good thing. Nakobe, let's end with this. Super Bowl Sunday, Kansas City Chiefs. How do the Philadelphia Eagles get this win from a defensive perspective?
Just got to execute. We got to execute at a high level. We got to play our style of game. We got to execute. We got to play ball. You know, I feel like if we execute on every side of the ball, from the defense, offense, the special teams, and handle what we got to do, we'll do what we need to do.
Preparing for Patrick Mahomes, different beast than anything you've ever done before?
Oh, yeah, he's definitely one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So, just preparing for him and, you know, just being in the position that we're in to be able to prepare for him in the Super Bowl, you know, it's great. It's a blessing. So, they got a good team. They got a great, as far as my offensive side of the ball, what I've been watching, they got a good offensive game, a strong offensive game that runs through the quarterback, which is one of the best players in the league. So it's definitely a blessing being able to play against such talent.
Well, Nakobe, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to join me. I know you guys are so busy in preparation for Sunday's big game. Best of luck against Kansas City. Congratulations on a successful rookie season. It's been a pleasure following you. I've wanted nothing but great things for you ever since you slipped into the third round. I view you as a diamond in the rough. I think there's bright things ahead, and it's great to get you on.
Thank you.
Again, that's Philadelphia Eagle rookie Nakobe Dean, talking about his college days, his rookie season in the NFL, and also Super Bowl 57. And now Nakobe has passed the phone over to Britton Covey, one of the most dynamic special team players in Utah Utes history. No question. Had some stellar, stellar moments. Latched on with the Eagles as an undrafted free agent. Here he is playing in Super Bowl 57. Britton, a pleasure to get you on today. Thank you.
Yes, of course. Happy to be here.
You know, your story is so unique, and I know you have an entire state behind you ahead of Super Bowl 57 this Sunday. I mean, really, when you take a look at your route to get to this point, it's been fairly spectacular. I think that's probably an understatement.
Well, I mean, I feel the same. I feel very lucky. I've been, it's not easy being, 5'8", 165 pounds, but... I've had many mentors and coaches and teammates who have really helped me along the way. And honestly, that's kind of what I've been full of in terms of emotions for the last couple weeks, is just thinking about all of those people and just how grateful I am for that.
Yeah, when we go back to your freshman year, we got to go back to, 2015. I mean, you were around the Utah U football program for a long time. There's been some great names not only come out of that program, but also within the coaching staff. And so how did your role and your time with the University of Utah, how much of that played into where you're at today, and how did it prepare you for the NFL, being 5'8", 165 pounds?
Yeah, I give a ton of credit to all of that. You know, it's one of those things where it's the, you know, fish discover water last. So that's kind of a Chinese proverb that my grandpa used to quote. But I didn't realize how great of a program Utah was until I talked to my other teammates who were transfers and said, you know, it's not like this everywhere. Or until I went to the NFL and talking to everybody, talking about their college experience and just how much I loved mine and how I admire and respect the coaches and the program. So I, you know, and I, it's just one of those things that I feel like I was raised in, quote unquote, you know, in the football world, even at Simpew High School. It was just such a tradition and culture of winning. So I feel, you know, like I've been around it my whole life, and it's been wonderful, and I give a lot of credit to that. And then just playing day in, day out against some amazing players. I mean, think about the DBs that I went against during practice at Utah. Jalen Johnson, Marcus Williams, Julian Blackman, Terrell Burgess, Jav Gibbrey, you know, Chase Hansen. Like, you could just keep going down the list, and it's guys that, you know, that's why the transition to the NFL wasn't as difficult, because those are the guys I went against every day.
When you talk about the transition, I was going to ask you, in preparation for this big game, did the Pac-12 championship or Rose Bowl, did it prepare you for the hoopla and the biggest stage that you guys have played on, that you've played on, be it the NFC championship or now in preparation for the Super Bowl?
Definitely. Any big game prepares you for it, because you find the balance, you know. You kind of have to have tunnel vision. Like, I'm doing this interview right now, but I've got tunnel vision. You find this balance of understanding the magnitude of the game and getting excited for that, but also not psyching yourself out. At the end of the day, you're just, you know, that's why I loved COVID year in a way, with no one in the stands. It was just football. And that's kind of how I imagine it. And that helps you not to make it something bigger than it is. And then after the fact, you can look back, you know, like I did that with the Rose Bowl. But in the moment, you have this tunnel vision that's really important.
Britton, you've played on some special teams. At what point this year did it click in your mind that this Philadelphia Eagle team could accomplish some really great things?
I would say after about week three, when we played the Commanders, just because it was such a dominating win. And I remember talking with some veterans and asking, you know, is this normal just to be this good? Like, and guys like Lane Johnson and Kelsey said, you know, no. Like, we've been around the league for 15 years or so, and to be this stacked of a team isn't normal. And that should motivate us to take advantage. And because the window of opportunity is always small in the NFL, and you have to go for it when you have it.
When we look at your age and how long you played at the University of Utah, has that been something that has served you well? I mean, we talk about rookies in this league. Typically, they are a lot younger. I mean, mentally, do you feel that that's given you an edge?
Absolutely. You know, it's fun. I don't feel like the oldest guy anymore. I still feel young again, and that's great. Sometimes I feel like that's the key to life. You just got to keep switching circles so that you feel young again. But it's been great. I feel like I learned a lot through my time at Utah, not just because of age, but also coming back from a mission, coming back from an ACL, coming back from COVID year. It's like different challenges, and you learn how to adapt and how to lead a team, how to take coaching, how to follow teammates. You know, so I definitely attribute a lot of that to my time there.
Okay, one more question for you before I let you go. We've talked about your size. We've talked about your story. I think you're a true underdog, and obviously here in the state of Utah, you're someone that a lot of kids will definitely look up to. All the obstacles that you've had to overcome, and you mentioned the injury, right? That's one of them. But a lot of things are God-given, like your height and your size. What would you say to kids that look at that as a detriment? Because you've managed to overcome that. Now you're playing on the biggest game in the world on Sunday.
Yeah, that's great. The motto for my football career has been a quote from my grandpa where he said, build on your strengths and then organize to make weaknesses become irrelevant. Because that's kind of what I've done. My size is a quote-unquote weakness, right? That's what I've been told my whole life. But I don't need to be the biggest, you know? Darren Sproles didn't need to be the biggest. So I have strengths that other people don't have. And you can build on those and organize so that your weaknesses become irrelevant. So, yeah, I'm not the biggest, but I always graded out as the highest graded out blocking receiver on my team at Utah because I was the smartest, and I knew how to use leverage. I knew how to run off a defender or trick him into believing something, and so I didn't have to use size that I didn't have, right? And so that's kind of the point, is find a way to use and build on your strengths and then organize so that your weaknesses aren't as relevant, right, and that they can't be taken advantage of.
Well, Britton, I really appreciate you taking out the time. I know it's very busy, media day ahead of the Super Bowl. You got a lot going on. So for you to take the phone for a few minutes and have a conversation with us, it means the world. I appreciate that. And best of luck on Sunday. Go win a Super Bowl.
Thank you. Of course. So happy to be on here.
Two Philadelphia Eagle rookies taking out the time to join us here on Drive Time Sports, N'Kobe Dean and also Britton Covey. Again, live Super Bowl coverage will get underway at 12 p.m. right here on KOAL, all the way to kickoff at 3. Kurt Warner, Kevin Harlan will bring you the play-by-play call. And with that, we are out of time with this edition of Drive Time Sports. Fun show. Always great to be along with you on the afternoon drive. I want to thank Steve Bortstein, Sean Merriman, N'Kobe Dean, and of course, Britton Covey for taking out the time to join us. Enjoy the big game. We will see you on Monday. Be safe. I am out.